Greetings, everyone. Steve Adams here from Tiger Performance Institute with this month's audio lesson. And the title of today's lesson for this month is Executing Your Personal Goal Ladder. The concept of a goal ladder is nothing more than a cadence or a rhythm of goal setting and review. However, despite its simple nature, execution is far from simple. It must be built as a routine and executed daily. To build your goal ladder, start with your big transformative purpose, the thing that you are willing to invest your life in. An example for a basketball coach could be to build into the lives of young men so that they become productive members of society and effective fathers in their home. Once you establish that, you work back from that big transformative purpose, reviewing your vision and core values or setting them, to then set long-term goals that serve your purpose and align with your vision and values. From there, you continue to work backwards in terms of time all the way down to what you'll do each day. This process of moving from 30,000 feet where vision resides to what you will do tomorrow reduces cognitive load. It gives you something to focus your attention on, and it is in line with your purpose. Ultimately, and here's the big point, it fuels massive intrinsic motivation, passion, and energy. In other words, you are primed for flow every single day. We talk about that all the time. You have to be intrinsically motivated and interested in something to get into flow. So starting with your purpose, working on your vision and your core values, those are non-negotiable. If you don't do those, you're only going to set goals that your subconscious will work against you. So, all right, let's keep going. So let's talk about transformative purpose for a minute. Purpose is your why or your reason for being. It should be something that grips you to the core, to the bone, that excites you, that causes you to invest your life in the pursuit of this purpose. And listen, I encourage you to think big, all right? If you expand your belief in what is possible and you visualize what your life would be like if you saw your purpose become a reality, it'll galvanize you to take action. And when you're doing this, I want you to notice the emotions and the feelings that occur as you visualize your purpose being realized. This is going to take time. It's not a 30-minute exercise. It'll take some seasoning in your subconscious to bring out the refined vision of your true purpose. And it's okay if you write it out and then change it 42 times over the course of 2 years. At least you're getting narrower and closer and more crystal clear about what your purpose is. That's been my experience. And mine has changed over the years as I move from one season of life to another. Okay. But wherever you are, define that purpose. All right. And you got to refine it to what will motivate you to act. Purpose is the beginning of layering or stacking intrinsic motivators, things that motivate you from within. All right. So the goal ladder represents a full stack of intrinsic motivation from the distant to the present moment, propelling you through days, weeks, months, quarters, and years of peak performance in pursuit of your dream. All right, let's talk about long-term big goals. And I would be remiss in talking about this if I didn't talk about Gary Latham. He is the founder and the father, if you will, of goal setting theory. He was a researcher. He studied goal setting and found that long-term challenging goals give 11% to 25% boosts in motivation alone, just from setting high, hard goals, okay? These are the kind that are out 1 to 5 years. So this activates neurotransmitters in your brain, dopamine, serotonin, among others, to aid in motivation and get your biology to work for you rather than against you. So long-term goals, again, are typically of 1 to 5 years in duration, can be 10 years, and they represent a destination that you want to arrive at. And it needs to be crystal clear, written out. You can even write yourself a letter of what your life is going to be like when you arrive at that clear destination. Describe it, describe your feelings, describe your emotions, describe what you're able to do because of that, okay? And they are end game outcomes that will result in your purpose being fulfilled. So let's go back to our basketball coach example. And let's say this person is a junior varsity basketball coach, okay? It doesn't get much lower, maybe a freshman coach, all right? And I've done all of that. But that person might set a long-term goal of becoming a varsity coach or a college coach within 1 to 5, 1 to 10 years. Okay. So that's their starting point. Something they can envision walking onto that floor at a major university in a big arena with these great players in a big crowd. Okay. They can visualize all of this and get the emotion into it and then really start to feed the next steps that they got to take. Okay. And the next steps are annual goals. Okay. So when you've done all this work, when you've defined your purpose, you've maybe written a letter to yourself of what it's going to be like, and you've gone through the process of setting core values and doing all that work. And you've done the high hard goals. Now you get to annual goals. This is now where we're starting to break it down into tangible activity. Okay. So when you get to annual goals, you begin to get into the repeating rhythm or cycle of setting priorities annually that then cascade all the way down to what you're going to do tomorrow on a daily basis. And the idea here, and listen closely here, it's to link what you do each day to an upward cascading set of goals and priorities that serve both your long-term goals and your vision, your mission, your purpose, and values. Okay. You need to be able to connect with today. Like, what am I doing today that's going to get me there tomorrow or in the long run? Okay. And that's what this goal stack does for you. This is what it means to gain alignment, which when properly established leads to massive intrinsic motivation and focus, which are foundational to flow. You become a force of nature with little outside support needed to generate the daily focused attention and energy to get into flow and make progress towards your goals. Author John Maxwell has shared in several of his books and conferences the practice of taking a week each year to review the past year, review your mission, your vision, and your values. And during this week, you should set priorities for the following year. This is a critical step not to be taken lightly or attempted in a state of distraction. This exercise sets the course for the entire year, so it's important to establish top goals for the next year and prioritize them, ranking them in a system such as A, B, and C priority within each quarter, however you want to do it. Review these goals often, visualize achieving them, and how to contribute progressively to the achievement of your long-term goals. Okay, so now once you've done that, it's time to break it down into this prioritization system where you list out kind of all the steps you need to reach those annual goals, okay? So it's kind of like what Tony Robbins talks about in creating a map or a massive action plan. So get your goals set, then take each goal separately on a sheet of paper or in a spreadsheet, and now list out all the steps it's going to take to achieve it. Now, you literally have all of the base material that you need to create your quarterly priorities. So you just start looking at what goals do I need to do in the first quarter, second, third, and so on. And then you list the steps into that quarter. Okay. So ultimately what you're going to do is, written all that stuff out is you're going to prioritize when you're going to complete them. Okay. So I can't stress that enough. It's important to place these steps as goals that you will pursue by quarter. You can't chase all of them at once, because if everything is a priority, nothing is. If everything's a priority, nothing is. So think in terms of the 80-20 principle, which states that the vital few of your actions will generate the majority of your results. Okay, so apply that here to this thinking and this process. The last step then is to rank your goals in order of for each quarter with a letter A, B, or C, okay? And while they're all valid goals and your vision includes completing all of them, you're just not gonna be able to do all of them, all right? So some are more vital than others based on the value that you've assigned to each goal. And at this point, you're finished with the planning for the year and your work now will transition to a more specific approach. At the beginning of each quarter, now you're gonna review your goals and decide if any adjustments are in order based on the changing realities of your life and of your industry, okay? So you've done your annual goals. You've written out the steps to achieve them. You've prioritized them into the first, second, third, or fourth quarter. And so now it's, let's say it's second quarter and it's April and you're looking at your second quarter goals. It's time to break them down into the monthly goals, all right? So you're going to prioritize for that quarter the most important goals for the second quarter in that first month. Okay. So as you arrive at the beginning and you review those quarterly goals by priority and plan out the top goals for the month, that's what you're going to do. Okay. And then that's where this massive action plan comes in. All right. So when I plan the next month, I first review, how have I done the current month? Then I know anything not completed, and I consider what I know needs to be done today. And I sit and make a list of all the tasks I believe should be done in the next month, or in my example, in April. Okay. So some things from March might be pulled over, but I lay out all of this. Okay. And again, this is based on my prioritized quarterly goals. All right. With a present focus on bringing the quarterly goals into the current month. I will use this monthly process to drive further into my weekly goals. Okay. Just a little aside here. Harvard professor George Miller's classic 1956 article, The Magic Number of 7, plus or minus 2, some limits on our capacity for processing information, quite an academic title there. He shared research on the limits of our working memory. And the research suggests we should chunk information into groups to enable us to process the information efficiently, okay? So what he's saying is you really can't hold more than 7 ideas in your head, plus or minus 1 or 2. And so the idea here is when you're making your massive action plan for the month, chunk it into groups of similar activities, and then use this list to establish your goals for the month. And remember, at each step, the goals or the tasks should work to build up to the next level goal, ultimately toward the achievement of your long-term goals, which serve your transformative purpose and are congruent with your core values. Okay, so quick summary, set the high hard goals out 1 to 5 to 10 years, set annual goals. Then at the same time you set annual goals, prioritize all of your goals by quarter after writing out the steps to achieve each one of your annual goals. As you arrive to the first month of the year, look at your first quarter goals. What are the most important A goals of the first quarter? Pull those into January. Write out a massive action plan, chunk it into similar areas like marketing, finance, operations, you know, team development, whatever it is. And then from there now, you can look at that work that you've done. And when you arrive to plan on Sunday morning of the first week of January, you've got all the raw material to go, okay, I'm going to get 3 of these really important things done Monday through Friday each day. So now you can pull 15 things in that first week off the list, time block it into your plan. And you can repeat that every week of the month. And if you get 4 weeks of it, you've completed 60 key priorities. So that's how you do it. That's eating an airplane or an elephant, whatever you want to call it, one day at a time. Okay. So now let's drive down to the weekly goals. From your monthly goals and massive action plan, you have the information to establish your weekly or goals. I just said that. You're essentially spreading your massive action plan for the month over a 4 or 5 week period each month. This is eating the airplane one difficult bite at a time, to be repetitive there, but I can't emphasize it enough. In my organization, each person, including me, we are accountable for our goals on a weekly call each Monday. Each quarter, we set team goals. And each person has goals that build up to their promised rocks, to use traction terminology, rocks that they will deliver on by the end of the quarter. Each person's goals are in alignment with their long-term goals, as well as their personal vision, mission, purpose, and core values. And additionally, each team member's goals are supportive of the organization's goals. We gain group flow by having this level of clarity built into our culture, okay? So, recall now that achieving flow follows focus. As you follow how this goal setting system unfolds, you can observe how it's refining down at each level more specificity to necessary actions, okay? Increasing clarity paves the way for increased attention on fewer, more vital activities that drive the accomplishment of your core strategic goals. And as I'll say later, if you do that day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you will do the impossible. Let that be your motivation. So, daily scripts. The last step in refining this refining process is to develop a day script that works for you. A day script is your roadmap for a specific day. Okay. You need a way to declare your day a win. And your script provides you the feedback, which is part of the flow equation, getting feedback, to understand if you won or lost that day. The idea is to repeat the completion of successful days over and over and over and get the power of compounding working for you. Again, to be a peak performer, it's vital that you have a way to declare your day a success or a failure. Developing a day script organizes your attention into the most important strategic activities. It's easy to be overwhelmed by large goals, so you need a way to break them down into parts that make up your big goal. And it really comes down to your daily script. And the final step, basically what you're doing there is you are placing 3 to 4, maybe 5 key tasks that you want to get done on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And so if you do 5, that's 25 a week, okay? So, and some of them might take several days to complete, I understand. But take the time and build your daily scripts for the week all at once. I prefer on a Saturday or Sunday morning when your head is clear and you're fresh. And make sure you've slotted the completion of each of those tasks into a specific day, okay? My personal preference, again, is to get up Sunday morning to review my past week, review upcoming goals, tasks that need to be completed for the monthly goal plan, and then schedule in each day's task right down to the time of day when I will complete each. And this enables me to rest easy knowing I am set up for success each day. My big goals are being acted upon. And when I sit down at my desk in the morning, I go right into flow. I go right into the zone and I get amazing work done because I am not sitting there trying to decide what I'm going to do, okay? So let me go a little bit deeper on the weekly planning session. You know, I get up on Sunday mornings, I complete a weekly planning process. I take about an hour to review my quarterly and monthly goals. I establish what needs to be done for the coming week based on my past work and any changes due to new information. I fill out the day scripts for each day of the coming week. And you know what? You will come to value this time and the feelings of accomplishment simply from setting up your week for success, okay? If you have a target and fail, hey, so you know what? You tried. If you never set a target, you're guaranteed to fail, all right? So what this does is sets up targets for wins every single day. And I keep saying this over and over. I said it in my book, Unleash the Peak Performer Within You. The way people become successful is they learn how to stack and compound successful days into weeks, into months, into years, into decades. Okay. Bill Gates said, we overestimate what we can do in a year. We underestimate what we can do in a decade. This is how to do the impossible over a decade. And so, you know, I want you to go through this process, all right, so that you can achieve the same kinds of gains that I've been able to get and thousands of others have been able to. Now, you might be thinking, I'm a bit neurotic and this seems like a lot of work. Well, let me say this first. You're listening to a peak performance lesson. You subscribe to a membership in a performance company. So of course work's involved. Secondly, if you want to do or experience the things that the top 1% performers, and I said performers, I don't mean top 1% people, like everybody has value, but top 1% performers, then you must be willing to do what 99% of others won't do. All of the elite performing individuals have some form of an intense planning process and goal orientation that goes well beyond anything I've seen normal people do. Okay, I know an NFL quarterback who plans their entire offseason by the day by 15-minute increments in Excel. Okay, and they're one of the top 30 people in that position in the world. That's what it takes. This isn't a value judgment on people. I'm just simply sharing observations on those who have made a personal choice to do something extraordinary with their life, and they went to extraordinary means to achieve the life of their dreams. So you got to make a choice. You've been armed with the information now. Now the choice is yours. All right, so how does this all relate to flow? Well, the foundation of robust personal or organizational goal management system is that goals come from clarity. If you have defined your purpose, created a vision, mission, outlined core values, aligned with a destination as defined by your long-term goals, the rest of the process is simple execution to help you take the day-to-day steps needed to reach those goals. What I'm suggesting in this lesson is that you harness the power of flow to accelerate the realization of your goals and life purpose rather than trying to work harder and longer and faster, okay? If flow is the answer, and it is, You need to organize your life to get more of it to realize its powerful effects. The number one focus then is to manage attention and direct it at the most important goals and deploy it consistently over time to gain the power of compounding. To compound, you need to sustain motivation, you need to sustain energy, you need to sustain focus over time. Additionally, a goal management system that works off a daily script lowers your cognitive load and distraction. By making the investment in a clear goal setting process such as this one, you're setting yourself up to get in the zone each and every day, repeating flow in your day-to-day schedule with all of your automated routines day after day will compound into massive results. So everything I'm talking about here is helping you get into a state of flow and to be able to do it on demand. So my hope is that this process will be motivational and encouraging. The concept of cause and effect says actions taken today will lead to a corresponding effect in the future. Compounding strategic actions day after day lead to stacked positive consequences. If you gain clarity, add in goal setting, take daily action steps seriously towards your most important goals, all deployed through flow, you have set the stage to do the impossible. And here is the greatness or the impossible formula for you to write someplace that you'll see. And that is priority work times flow times time compounded equals greatness or the impossible. So before you blast off to the next thing after listening to this lesson, I want you to do something. I want you to plan a time to sit with a legal pad and a pen, and I want you to dream. Think about what you could accomplish if you implemented the principles in this lesson and all my other teachings in our book and courses. What if you truly applied the greatness formula consistently for a year? What would your life and business look like in a year? How about 5 years or a decade? Okay, so consider the opportunities if you could prioritize your work, do the things you need to do to get in the zone consistently and see results from each day in flow, compounded into extraordinary results. I want you to visualize this. I want you to feel the emotions as you see it in your mind. How does that feel? What kind of impact can you have on others if you realize this dream? What can you do for your family? What can you do for your faith or a nonprofit organization that you love? If you can perform at this higher level, okay, you can be the linchpin, the difference maker. You don't have to call somebody else to do it. You can become that person. So invest some time. Write out what you see and feel while visualizing it. Use this journal entry to fuel your inner fire to become an elite performer. And until next month, have a great month. Do the work. And I wish you the best. And just know that I'm going to take my own poison here and I'm going to do this myself. I'm going to revisit everything I'm doing and I'm going to do this with you. So bless all of you. Have a great month.